Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Wrecked on Cobbler's Reef. On this day, July 15th in the year 1840, the Barbadian detailed the destruction on Cobbler's Reef, also referred to as Cobbler's Rocks, as another ship was reportedly lost at St. Philip on the southeast coast of the island. This reef, which stretches from Fall Bay to Kittredge Point, St. Philip, is the graveyard of many a vessel that has run aground and been wrecked on this extended ridge of jagged rock below the surface of the sea. According to the article, in a span of 2 weeks, two vessels were lost on Cobbler's Reef. These were the brigantine Susan Crane and the Bark Emerald, which struck the reef early on the morning of Monday the 13th, 2 days before the publication of this report. The historical record is filled with accounts of the shipwrecks that occurred on Cobbler's Rocks. The shipwreck on record, connected to the greatest loss of human life on that reef, happened on March 26, 1791, when a slave ship, the King George, carrying 369 enslaved Africans, sank, resulting in the loss of 281 of those lives. As a result of repeated shipwrecks on that windward coast and the loss of human life, it became apparent that the erection of a lighthouse on that coastline would be the only solution to those disastrous wrecks. As a consequence, King George IV, himself a former seaman in the Royal Navy, proposed for his government to grant half the expense of erecting a lighthouse, while the colony would bear the other half and provide for the maintenance of the light. Consequently, on August 5, 1836, legislation was enacted to initiate the construction of a lighthouse on the windward coast. However, while the House of Assembly readily passed the bill each time it came before that chamber, the then Legislative Council, today's Senate, twice rejected the bill based on the issue of the burden of the maintenance costs falling on the public purse. This entrenched disagreement on the terms of the proposal severely delayed the placement of the much-needed lighthouse, and the lighthouse project would be delayed for another 39 years until 1875, when the structure at Ragged Point would be installed. Although by this time lighthouses were already in place at South Point in 1852 and Needham's Point 1855. With reference to folklore, it is here on the same Cobbler's Rocks that Samuel Hall Lord is alleged to have hung lights in the trees on his property, where unsuspecting sailors, unfamiliar with the shallows, thinking it a safe harbor of a lighthouse, were lured into the rocks. From 1628, when British settlers sailed into what would later become known as Indian Bridge Town, and later simply Bridgetown, this vibrant colonial port town became the main British port in the region and was therefore vital to the expanding shipping and trade of the colony at the time. As a result, with every new sinking, the alarm and anxiety was renewed in the call for a lighthouse to be erected on the southeastern coast, and the sinking of the Susan Crane and the Emerald were no exceptions.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.